All you see is sky, resetting a marriage on an adventure through Africa. Welcome to the show, Janet A. Wilson.
Excellent.
Right.
I'm glad we finally connected.
So am I. Sadly, we haven't got as much time as we would have done, but yeah, I'm going to leave it to you to tell us about your memoir. It's called All You'll See Is Sky, Resetting a Marriage on an Adventure Through Africa. So you both went through Africa, did you?
Well, we actually originally from South Africa. So when I had the best midlife crisis ever when I decided that I was just unhappy in everything in my life and I wanted out and I wanted to return to Africa because I love the wilderness and the wildlife. And so I came home, told my husband I'm leaving.
Oh.
And you can well imagine we had many very bitter arguments. And finally, he agreed that he would come with me. Not that I was actually thrilled about that, but I think he was scared I wouldn't manage. But so we left on sort of very tense terms. But once we got there and we started driving from Cape Town to Cairo, that's what my intention was, we realized that our lives depended on each other and we had to cooperate. So we actually kind of had to develop new marriage rules or relationship rules, which then became habit. But we call them the street smarts of marriage. What the marriage therapists don't tell you, because you can only do this when you actually, your lives depend on each other. We left as a very broken team. And after our journey of 8 months, we really became a formidable team. We developed new marriage rules, such as we threw out gender roles. Whoever was best at what, did it. So we discovered I was a more aggressive driver, so I did city driving, and he was a better navigator, so he did the navigation through Cairo and places like that. But he was a better off-roader, so when we got to extremely difficult roads, he would take over, although it was essential that we both be able to do everything in case the other person became incapacitated. So I learned things that I never in my wildest dreams even knew I needed to know or thought that I would ever know. So it was a very life-enriching experience, and we're so glad we really did it, because it not only enriched our marriage and our relationship, it enriched our whole lives. We just discovered a new way of being in the world, and Africa was so... you know what was so surprising for us? We never paid a bribe, ever, in all our travels. And yet, we were just so good with working our way with locals. And we found that people, you know, we met the most incredibly helpful people. And we kept off to the main road. So we sort of went through the wilderness areas. And, you know, for example, we went and we just shopped. So we ate what the locals ate, because whatever they were selling in the market, we had to buy. So, you know, when it was mango season, we got sick of mangoes. And what another thing is, we discovered that tomatoes must be the universal food, because everywhere you can buy tomatoes, even in the middle of the Sahara. And then we would go down to the river or the lakes and ask fishermen for a fish, and they would lean into a bucket, pull out a fish, bang it on the head, and hand it to us. That was our fish. So
wow.
We lost a lot of weight. We became stronger and fitter than we'd ever been. And our lives were completely enriched. We did have a terrible incident 8 months into the trip, and I'm so grateful we had it at the end of our trip, not the beginning, because I dread to think how we would have managed when we were just starting out and we could hardly speak to each other. So that was our first trip, and that's what the book's about. The All You'll See Is Sky comes from an incident. When we went to South Africa, I had to relearn all my off-road driving, become an extreme experienced off-road driver. And there was a very steep hill that I couldn't walk up because I just slid down. And he told me I had to drive up it, the instructor. And he said to me, you know, I got in the car and he told me what to do in the car. And then he said to me, now trust your vehicle, because all you will see is sky. And you literally go up and all I could see was sky, nothing else.
Wow, it
sounds
exciting.
He didn't tell me coming down was just as more scary, because when you're coming down that hill, you feel like you're going to tip.
Yeah, I'll bet you do, I'll bet. And you drove 25,000 miles to get across Africa. That's a lot of miles.
Well, Africa's, Africa's huge, you know. It's the second largest continent in the world. And people think of Africa as a country, some people, you know. But, I mean, there's 54 countries, thousands of languages and cultures and traditions. And it's just such an enriching country to visit because everywhere you turn, there's something new you've never seen or heard of before. You know, when I look back now and I see what we've experienced and what we've seen, because after that trip from Cape Town to Cairo, we returned to Africa to do the West and North Africa. So we've been to 34 African countries.
Blimey.
And then we came home and we decided, well, we'll just pop in the car and drive from Alaska to Argentina.
Oh, it didn't stop there. I didn't know whether you were going to stay in South Africa. It was just a trip, was it?
When we lived in South Africa, my husband was an exploration geologist, so we lived in the wilderness, you know, because that's where you do exploration, right? So our neighbors were the wildlife. The elephants came through in the morning and the hippos came through in the evenings. We got so used to that wildness of living, right? And that's what I missed. I came here and I felt I didn't have to make one decision. Everybody was telling me what to do. The influencers were telling me what to buy. The nutritionists were telling me what to eat. The doctors were telling me about my health. Book reviewers were telling me what book to review. I never had to make a decision.
And so
going there and being totally alone, like nobody. I mean, you know, we've given many, many presentations across Canada and the States, and the most common question we got asked is, regardless of the topic, was how the hell did you put up with each other for 16 months alone in a vehicle?
Well, it makes you wonder, because that's tough for any couple, but particularly a couple that weren't getting on very well.
But you know, those hours and days and weeks of just being alone with each other, we began to talk about things we'd never discussed in our 34 years of marriage.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And you're obviously still together now.
Oh, yeah, we like solid rock.
Ah, that's amazing. Well, sadly, we are out of time, but people can find out more from the book itself, which we're selling on our website, tre.radio.
Excellent.
It's called All You See Is Sky, Resetting a Marriage on an Adventure Through Africa, and it's by Janet A. Wilson, who we're chatting to now. I believe you have a website as well, Janet. Do you want to give that out?
Yes. Well, it's just Janet A. Wilson.
Perfect. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to talk.
I tell you, the A means awesome.
Janet Orson Wilson. Oh, I like that. That's good. Listen, I'm so glad we got together. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.